This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu, where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, Wahoos, ACC fans, diehard Frank, and lovable Jim Hobgood.
No question about it, you know. And
at least that's what Linda tells me.
Why did they drop that former standout from the intro? You know, well, I'm going to have to put that back in.
Unfortunately, it was so long ago that people can't remember that you were a standout.
Well, that's why I get better. Nobody can refute, you know, when I say I was really good. Well, nobody living that saw me play. You know?
Other than a Park Hill, I mean, you know,
Park Hill and Walker, they saw me, and Mark Newland and a
Dan
few
Bonner.
Others.
Don't forget Dan.
Dan Bonner.
You're gonna hurt his feelings,
Mr. Dan Bonner or Mr. TV Radio himself. But hey, the Merry Christmas edition of Who's Talking?
Ho ho ho!
And I can from the parking lot. I think we're the only ones in the building. It's a ghost town here.
Say what?
Here at Odyssey,
neither
Virginia.
Neither rain nor sleet nor even major holidays stops Maloney and Hobgood.
And the basketball Who's almost ruined my Christmas spirit yesterday.
No, but Sanders made his free throws.
Tane Murray made a big three with about a minute 48 to go. But still, we should not be
struggling
against American University.
Hey, you know, Ron Sanchez is just trying to keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, he's doing that. He's effective.
Has he succeeded?
I'm thinking about applying for the coaching gig. You know, I think Hobbo could do better. Because if you can figure out what they're trying to do out there, you're a better man than me.
Well, you know, it's funny. We're going to come back to this when we talk more about
later,
it.
Later. We got Dr. Bobby Call coming up here.
But guess who we have? Guess who we have in studio?
Who is that?
Dr. O.
Unbelievable.
We have seen him in this building one time before where he did a great job recording the ad.
Yeah.
And then he's been stone cold silent.
Do you realize the average IQ of this studio has just skyrocketed with Dr.
Well,
O here?
You know, he was taunting us. He says he plays the saxophone on top of being an orthopedic surgeon, which apparently isn't hard enough. Well, he had to go pick up a musical instrument.
Well, you know who else played a saxophone? Our friend Bill Clinton. You know but we won't go there.
Why would you do that to him?
Different circumstances.
Why would you do that to our guest? I'm sorry. That was a Hobbo interruption. We've talked about that in the past.
Well, I mean,
please forgive us.
Dr. Call, is he called in yet? No call. We just gave him the information.
What is the problem here?
It's unbelievable.
Bobby. All right.
Well, Dr. O, we thank you for joining us tonight. Good to have you in the studio. And I talked to you on the phone many times. This is the first time we have met.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you're thinking that Hobbo is an extraordinarily good-looking guy.
I was thinking, I mean, the voice didn't come through the radio, so to see you in person changes
everything. Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate y'all having me.
You know, I always tell people I have both a voice and a face made for radio.
He used to try to lump me into that.
You're too hard on yourself.
Frank doesn't have either. He doesn't have a voice or a face.
And you know, you thought that crazy Luigi dude up in New York was nuts.
Having a good time.
I might go postal on you right now.
It's Christmas. We're supposed to be in a good mood.
This is a great show. We're going to have Billy McMullen on later in the show.
Who likes Dr. O.
Yes.
That's my guy. Yeah,
we had to call everyone in Richmond. We finally found one dude, one athlete, who apparently just admires you.
Oh, boy.
And Billy has been here many times, and I keep wanting to recruit him to be a hoopster. You know, he was a great football player. But
good hands.
I see some real talent on the basketball floor
with
Billy.
He's got the height, for sure.
He's an athlete.
Yeah, natural.
Well, apparently Bobby Call's wife said he had to go run some errands.
Yeah, you just talked to him. The man must have a short memory there. You know, 5 minutes ago you gave him the number, and he can't remember it.
All right, well, let's talk about the college football playoff there, Jimbo. You know, number 10, Indiana lost at Notre Dame. I predicted that. I said the lines by the Irish were just too big, too strong, too good. And basically Notre Dame never took any risks. They just said, we're going to eventually get the lead, and then
we're
going to control the clock.
Well, as you have taught me over the years, football's all about the trenches. You know, it's that offense and defensive line.
Well, they've got them. And Notre Dame, I don't care what anybody says. Notre Dame, Georgia is going to be a
war. It should be a good game.
It may be the best game on the calendar. All right, SMU fell at Penn State. I predicted that. Unless they had gotten a huge weather break and a little warm front had kicked in there, SMU was way out of their elements. They've never played a game in the Northeast.
Well, they also didn't have the same talent level. But when you give up two pick sixes in the first quarter, you're not going to have a good day.
Fiddle faddle. I'm telling you, flat out, if that game had been played in a warm weather stadium, the game would have been completely different. That quarterback is a different dude. You watch him. Next year, SMU will light it up.
Well, I'm biased. I'm from Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has better football players than a lot of places.
Than Texas? Yeah, right.
Well, not Texas. Okay. But
all right, let's play that game. All right. Clemson fell at number 5 Texas, and I don't know about you, but I enjoyed that football game. It was fun to watch right up until like 3 or 4 minutes left. I don't know that the offensive coordinator for Clemson won over his fan base. I think those fans are going to be chirping to get rid of him because they ran the ball, and they let the clock run out. When you have the ball and you're behind, you got to throw some passes because you need to stretch the game out. And he wasted the clock, and they lost 38-24. But I'll tell you what, Dabo Swinney proved to me and everyone else, he may not be playing very often in the portal, but you know what? He could still coach. He can still get his kids to believe, and they played a good game. They just couldn't tackle that running back. The running back is just way too fast.
They're the best team in the ACC.
Well, and they might be one of the top four. They just had to play Texas in their stadium. Mm. And all right, Tennessee found out that playing a night game in the Horseshoe is no fun.
Well, Ohio State also has really talented players.
Most of them were motivated.
Most of them are from Pennsylvania. That's why. No.
Well, they're motivated. Well, you know, they've got that game up there, the high school game. They still play the All-Star, the Big 33. You didn't think I knew that, did you, Howard?
No, Oregon and Ohio State and Rose Bowl could be a heck of a game.
We'll see.
You know, it's a rematch. It was a close game, but they played at Oregon. You know, the one thing that the playoffs showed, it really helps to be the home team.
All right,
you know, you want to get that 5, 6, 7, 8 seed, and you don't want to be 9, 10, 11, or 12.
No, it doesn't do you any good. So let's look up what's going to happen here at the end of calendar year 2024. In Tuesday, December 31st, Boise State will play Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, 7:30 kickoff. I think this game is as hard to handicap as any game that we've had to look at in a long time.
Although it's like a 13-point line.
I'm just telling you, there's not enough. I don't know about you. There's just not enough data on Boise State. It just is not. All right, Arizona State on the next day on January 1st, 2025. Arizona State, the number 4 seed, will play Texas. I think Arizona State's going to find out that Texas is pretty good.
Yeah, that's
this
also,
is the Peach Bowl in Atlanta.
That's also a double-digit favor for Texas.
Well, and it's in Atlanta. The question is, will Arizona State have any fans there? They got to travel all the way across the country. All right. Number one, Oregon will then play Ohio State. Trust me, this game is dead even. I don't even know what the line is.
It's like one and a half.
I didn't even have to look. The Rose Bowl in Pasadena. And listen, Ohio State fans have always loved going to the left coast for New Year's Day.
You would think. You don't want to be in Columbus, Ohio on New Year's. You want to be in Pasadena. It doesn't take rocket science to...
No,
Dr. Rose is a very smart guy, but he would know that.
No, it's because it's the tradition of the Rose Bowl.
I know. Well, the Big Ten. The Big Ten often got embarrassed out there. The Big Ten doesn't have a real good record in recent years against what used to be the Pac-12. But the Rose Bowl, it's going to be a good football game.
All right. And then number two, Georgia will play number seven, Notre Dame. This game is going to be a slugfest. Don't miss a minute. I promise you this game, it will start out as a grinded out, and then they're going to have to go airborne, and you will see fireworks. This game, both quarterbacks are going to have to step it up and take charge.
And Georgia's got their backup quarterback because their number one quarterback got hurt in the last game.
Yeah, who knows if he'll be there or not, right?
You'd be
surprised if he doesn't show up. But these games coming up, this is what everybody wanted. And this is why I'm going to make a comment. I think they should roll this thing back and just have eight teams. It's enough. I thought what we saw this past weekend, it wasn't fair to have those three games on one day. The average sports fan can't absorb all that, and they don't. I asked everybody I knew, and nobody watched those three games. They watched one or two games.
Well, the one thing I came away from is the best college event remains the NCAA basketball tournament.
Okay.
Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament, the first round, where they're going from game to game, and you inevitably have games coming down to the wire. Those four games, the one Friday night and the three Saturday, were really not that compelling. You know, the closest game probably was Clemson and Texas, but that ended up a two-touchdown game. But I think certainly Georgia, Notre Dame, and Ohio State, Oregon will be really good football games.
Well, all four games should be. Boise State has a lot to prove to me.
Yeah.
Heck, Virginia went out and played Boise State out there on that blue field and beat them under Bronco. And that's when I told everyone that doubted Bronco, when they won that game out there, I said, I want to stop hearing the chirping, let Bronco do his thing.
I think the one thing that's becoming evident is the Big Ten and the Southeastern Conference are a cut above.
Well, they've got
everybody
more,
else.
They're just getting more money, huh?
They have resources.
There's nothing about their coaching that blows me away. There's nothing about the way they behave blows me away. There's nothing about their schemes that blows me away. But they have got more speed burners, more skill guys, and they have a lot of beef. You know, if Virginia had three other linemen, Calandry would still be at Virginia. Malachi Fields wouldn't have gone to Notre Dame. He has stayed for his senior year because with better, bigger linemen who can block, your quarterback has a few extra seconds and he can see his second and third read.
Well, Fields, you know, has a chance to be in the college football playoff at Notre Dame. That wasn't going to happen at Virginia.
No, you never know.
And he's also probably getting a pretty good payday at Notre Dame.
He would have gotten it at Virginia if he'd stayed. He was coming. They're just too slow on that. I think they're using the money in the portal right now to get the grad transfers and maybe one or two or three of the undergrads that have good grades. They're using the money, and Virginia has gotten, I think, 11 commits. So things are turning fast.
Well, you've got to have money, but then there's a strategy, I'm sure, that you have to implement relative to how to use the money. Do you invest in a few players, or do you invest a little bit in a greater number of players?
Well, Virginia has to find both.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. And, you know, what's funny is this transition is happening at warp speed because two years ago, if you had told almost anybody, hey, Virginia's going to have a bunch of major donors write some huge checks, and Virginia was going to jump into the portal aggressively with NIL money, they'd have said, no, they won't. But it's happening. It's happening right now, folks. And well, by the way,
you have to do it if you want to compete.
Yeah, if you want to be in the
you
game.
You may not like it, and I don't, but you have to do it if you're going to be competitive.
That's correct. All right. We're going to go ahead and tackle Dr. O right now. Oh, we're coming up on the break. Vince is tricking me. He was waving his hand, and he was really trying to tell me.
We
got to
get Dr. O in for the injury report and more.
We're going to do the Ortho Virginia Injury Report in the next segment. Stay with us. Who's talking? Christmas edition. Stay with us.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together, we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's talking? Second segment tonight. And you know what that means? It's the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And we're not going to go into any particular injuries because we've beaten the Christian Bliss foot injury to death, even though we have no intel other than the fact that they performed surgery last year. He was a medical redshirt last year.
And he's still not on the court.
And he's still not on the court. I'm tired of watching him walk around in his, warm-up suit.
They don't have needles up there anymore, apparently. Shoot him up, get
him out
there.
Give him a shot, put him in the game. I want to see, can he even make a shot? All right, all kidding aside, we know that Bliss is a great kid, and we hope he gets well soon. And I've interviewed him in person, and I've never met a nicer kid. I just want to see if he can play. All right, we have Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, and trust me, I practiced for weeks to get that right.
And still didn't get it right.
I did get it right. You said it was right.
You need the first name.
It was close.
The first name, Kwadwo.
Okay, that'll never happen.
There's a reason we call him Dr. O.
Barely do Dan Smith.
Well, you're right about that.
Okay.
I do like those one-syllable names, though.
He says he wants guys named Johnson, Jones, Smith.
I know.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Oh, you got the wrong guy.
Yeah. No, we don't. So, Dr. O, tell us a little bit about your practice and maybe an interesting case you've had recently with an athlete, or, you know, have you worked with a famous athlete? And then you don't have to give us his name, although it'd be nice if you did, and just sort of talk about how you diagnosed and treated.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, my practice is largely hip arthroscopy, which is kind of minimally invasive surgery, going into the hip, fixing the hip labrum.
So you're not doing hip replacement?
Not replacements, no. This is before that. So you get arthritis, you're talking about a hip replacement. This is more of like a sports injury situation.
So these are younger people generally?
These are younger people, between 16 to 50, that's the age range.
Yeah, for Frank and me, that's younger.
That's on the younger side. So
that's 50 years younger.
See, you'll see that a lot in cutting athletes who have injuries to the hip that I fix. You'll see it a lot in gymnasts and that kind of cheerleaders and that sort of thing. You know, flexibility athletes. What I'll tell you was I had a local running back, you know, starting running back at a local D1 college, no names, no locations. I had a hip labral tear, the cartilage in his hip, you know, tore. Fixed it arthroscopically, was doing great. Rolling through his rehab, going great. He thought he had it. Came to see me at 3 months after surgery, right? And he tells me, Doc, I'm strong. I'm ready to go. And so I said, okay, man. I have this test where I have them lay on their side, and they show me how strong their hip strength is. I put my hand down. I push his legs straight down. D1 football player. I said, hey, what's going on, man? I have little old ladies who can do this better than you. I had to motivate him to show you that there's protective strength that we don't use on a daily basis. And I tell every patient this.
Well, for that type of procedure, what is the rehab period? How long does it take to recover?
It's a 6-month to return to sport, to full sport.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 months you're feeling pretty good, but you're not quite there. But as a society, we don't use the gluteus medius muscle enough on the sides.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah.
How about you can say it 5 times? Well, gluteus knucklehead.
You know, Frank and I discuss that every show. We talk about the gluteus.
How important the gluteus medius is. I remember hearing it last week. And the maximus gets all the love. But society, we don't use it enough. So even a D1 athlete, yes, couldn't show me how strong it was. When I see a patient in the clinic and they say, hey, Doc, I might come along with the strength, I told them that story. That's motivation. Like, even he couldn't do it at 3 months.
Now, have you met Vince Dalton? He used to be one of our
–
he replaced both of my hips.
Great guy.
He was one of the first docs to use the anterior procedure versus the posterior.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so
– And in my case, highly successful. I never think of my hips at this point in time. So Vince did
well. Sadly, neither – well, okay. Yeah. I just self-edited, which is rare.
Yeah, that is rare. Is rare. He caught himself.
I did. I catch
him. Did you hear that, FCC?
Yes. I was close. I keep going. I'm sorry.
No. So, you know, I have patients get discouraged and, you know, feel like they're not making enough progress with their strength. And I tell people it's a lifelong commitment to staying strong around the hip joint. All right? It's a lifelong, whether your situation is arthritis, a labral tear, or knee injury, that's protective to your body. It keeps your back strong, keeps you moving better. And we know hip mobility is important for your longevity.
Now, you also do knee surgeries
I do. So I do like ACL reconstructions, that sort of thing. So another big athlete injury. The big thing I'll say about ACL injuries is prevention is key over fixing it afterwards. Because the long-term sequelae that lead after an ACL tear are so dramatic arthritis, stiffness in the joint. That can go on for years, way past the time talking about.
Tell me, I know I can't remember whether it's ACL or MCL, but women, female athletes tend to have more knee issues. Why is that?
It tends to be the ACL. You know, that's kind of a controversial subject. We've been studying it for years. We found that there were differences in the protective strength that some female athletes had, especially in their quadriceps muscle, and we think that may have something to do with it. So maybe about a training thing, the kind of training, the quality of training they're receiving, rather than anything about them actually being female athletes.
So it's not the anatomy.
Exactly.
It was always explained to me, because I remember years ago I had an ACL reconstruction, mm-hmm. and Thorpe Davis actually did the procedure, and Jody Smith advised, you know, I was rehabbing with a talented female basketball player who was, going through the exact same schedule, and it was the second one for her, and she was only 16, 17 years old. And I had to try to cheer her up every single rehab, because I couldn't imagine if I'd been her age, I'd have been disconsolate.
Now, is it your sense that the training staff for women's teams has caught on to this, and they're having a different, they're approaching it differently?
Absolutely. It was key, because, I mean, you're starting to see female sports are getting traction, you know, kind of on a national basis. But it was important, because we're getting athletes having two times ACL tears at 16. Dramatic, terrible, devastating.
And how, if you have the same injury like that twice, is it likely that you're ever going to get back to full strength?
You know, it's possible, but your likelihood goes way down. And thinking long term, even past the sports thing, your risk for arthritis later goes up dramatically, you know, in a way that's really just changes your life trajectory considerably.
Wow. Which ultimately leads to knee replacement. And I've been there too.
Been there too.
All right. That was Dr. O giving us some insight. I thought that was very interesting. All right. We're going to head to break. Come back on the other side. We got Billy McMullen. And we're going to talk a little football, a little basketball. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Thank you. That was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and evaluate
eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Framing Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Can't beat the Rolling Stones and you can't beat Who's Talking.
This that is music is really Rolling Stones.
Oh, yes.
Music?
Oh, yeah. And if you're in one of the stadiums listening to that, that kicks off into a crazy sequence of songs.
A couple of things before we go to Billy, and we're going to let Dr. O do the interview. But we want to talk about Fridays. I don't know if we're going to have the Fridays Olympic report or not. There's not a whole lot going on at this point in time. We just came out of exams, so sports is kind of shut down at Virginia for the time being. The kids are on break. But you don't want to shut down Fridays. They have great appetizers, happy hour every day, all day. And, you know, I'm a fan of happy hour.
You just go in there, and it's Friday all night long.
So it's Tony Grillo, the owner of the Three Fridays here locally. He's been a friend of mine for 20-plus years, just a great guy. So if you get a chance, please go by Fridays. Tell them Hobbo and Frank told you to come by.
Because you'll
have some great food, great time.
The ribs are killer. The hamburgers are always to die for. And if you get the traditional wings with the whiskey-glazed element, oh, my goodness.
You know, you, Dr. O, you can look at Frank and me, and I hope I'm doing the right English, or my wife is going to be on my case. I don't think it's Frank and I, but she'll tell me when I get home. Anyway, but you can tell we like to eat. You know, yeah. See, you can tell that. So we can endorse a restaurant. Because
We've never turned down a good meal.
We have expertise in that area. Hey, speaking of things, I know this is going to hurt the listeners. We're taking next Monday off.
No!
We will not
Why
be...
Why are you doing that? No!
January 6th, and we already have a great lineup. Terry Gates, our friend and former radio analyst for the Who's back in the day, Jeff McDonald, and Dr. Jody Smith, a great colleague of yours, will join us on Monday, January 6th at 6 o'clock.
And, you know, it's interesting. Jeff McDonald's a great guy, and I've really enjoyed getting to know him better and better all the time. But he sent me a little inside scoopola here, and hopefully Billy can hear this. He says that Bull Richardson, Jay Sean Bull Richardson, is an outstanding football player. Apparently, he's talking to the Cavaliers about transferring, and he's a real player.
Well, that's a great nickname.
Bull Richardson.
Bull?
Yes.
You want to have a bull on the offensive or defensive line. Is he an offensive lineman?
I don't care what position. I would play him both ways.
That's it.
He's a good kid. I know him personally. Great family. Oh, great family.
Oh, he's a local guy?
Do you know what position he plays?
Yeah, he's lineman. He go both ways. He's at Verina, matter of fact.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Also, he's a high school kid.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Oh. And I'm hoping we're going after that tackle at St. Christopher's. Nice kid. Excellent basketball player.
So, Billy, are you with us?
I'm here, guys. What's going on?
Well, Billy Mack.
We got your buddy, Dr. O. We're going to let him do the interview, but give me your overall assessment. Frank tells me we're doing pretty well in the portal. What's your feeling at the moment?
First and foremost, I heard you guys speaking about Friday. Hey, Doc, what's up, buddy? You
what's
know
up,
how
my
we
brother?
Get down, bro.
All
good,
right, man.
Good seeing you, man. Good, well, good hearing from you. I'm on the phone here. But speaking of Fridays, I don't know if you guys know or not, but Fridays on Broad Street has great karaoke. So if any of you guys sing, mosey on out there, I think it's like on Thursday night, man, and get the mic. And I'm sure Frank can sing, man. You got a great voice, Frank.
You know what? I'm a good backup singer. Billy, have you? When are we going to get to do the big party with your new record that you're going to release with your country music? I'm dying to hear this.
You know what? You know what, Frank? I'm working on it as we speak, man. I'm putting the songs together. I got a single on right now.
Why don't you give us a little number right now?
You want to audition right now?
You know, I pay to play. I pay to play.
Okay, all right. we can't wait. Well, give us the...
When I get it going, I'll definitely really let you guys hear it.
So Virginia apparently has, I think, 11 commitments. They've offered a slew of kids. Habo has found something on the internet that said that this Hunter, what's his last name?
Hunter Osborne.
Hunter Osborne, a defensive lineman at Alabama, has committed to Virginia.
Yeah, I just saw that.
And you know, I don't care if the guy's third string; he will be an improvement.
Well, if he's recruited by Alabama, I'm happy about that.
Well, right. I mean, we can work with that.
Well, you know, the name of the game now is like it is the money game. It's always been a money game, but it's on the side of the table of the athletes now, and it's going to be a revolving door. It's a tough job for the coaches right now, as you guys know. They're constantly recruiting their own kids to stay. They constantly recruit new kids, but as you see, Malachi Fields has left, Anthony Calandria has left, and that's part of the game. So you can't get real attached to who you have in your room at that moment. You just can coach who you can coach. But it seems like they're doing a pretty good job, especially in the quarterback room. Chad Morris, I think he's from North Texas.
Yes.
Played at a couple different schools. Had a good game against, I believe it was Baylor back in 2021. Totaled almost 600 yards in the air and the ground and threw for 3 touchdowns. So, you know, the cool thing about what's going on now, we got donors opening their eyes and say, hey, we got to get this done. Like, of course, I'm sure you know, Frank, we talked via email about it.
Yes.
$20 million on the table now. That gives us a chance to play with the big boys in the SEC and the ACC. And, of course, hopefully this will lead the way for other donors to step up. But, you know, that's the thing. You got to have the coin now to attract the kids. And we always had the school. We always had the other things, intangibles at the school, especially, I mean, it's UVA, come on. You know, so it's always good in terms of academics,
but we have, you know, let's face it,
you got to pay to play.
a wonderful city. I mean, Charlottesville is just a spectacular town.
I love it.
And, you know, you got the mountains there. You're just a few hours from D.C. You're a few hours from the ocean. There's so much. You've got awesome,
you know, keep in mind,
awesome
Billy, we got Dr. O, the Dookie here. You know, he views Virginia as a safety school when he was making his applications.
never.
You didn't even apply to Virginia.
I did in med school.
You did?
I did, yeah. It was one of my top med school
choices. Okay, you just moved up in my eyes.
Finally.
All right, we're going to keep Dr. O on the air after that. That's good news. Billy, I know Virginia got a center. I'm still waiting for the guards and tackles to help the O-line, because that is the big weakness. And if they don't find them, what are they going to do? Go back and get some alumni that have a little eligibility and bring them back for like a semester? I mean, I'm worried.
You're just fattening up them tight ends. No, seriously, I think the off season right now is, You find yourself a quarterback, and you gotta address the O-line, D-line. That's a must. And I hate to say this, guys, but it looked like we were running in mud versus SMU. Mm. It looked bad. I'm like, man, we look slow out there. And if you really look at the good teams that are still in the game right now in the playoffs, and also the guys that went to the bowl games, O-line, D-line play was awesome. You need a good mobile quarterback in college football that can deliver the ball, move the chains with his feet. You need maybe one or two playmakers on offense. And I'm not even talking about the defense yet in terms of the back end. But you have that formula right there. You can put yourself in a position to win games every week. Mobile quarterback, good all O-line, D-line play, and a few skill players. That's just the way it works.
Well, let's talk about quarterback. Besides Morris from North Texas, Virginia also signed Danny Kalen, who's
from
got
Nebraska.
I think 3 years of eligibility from Nebraska, and he's also an agile dude. He's 6'3" and like 215, and that's a guy that can also see over the line, but he can also get out on the perimeter, and that's the kid you've got to have today. I mean, it's one in a billion to find Jaden Daniels or the quarterback for the Bears. But the truth is, there's some guys that could be a poor man's version of that who can get that done, and then your receivers can get excited and they'll not quit on their routes. If you know that your quarterback has escapability and can throw that ball up the field after keeping their head up and find them, you know, you're going to want to play. But you got to have offensive linemen, and
That's the thing, though. Like, that's the thing. You as a team as a whole, when you know you got a quarterback that's a dog and can move that ball, and know that you can count on him, the defense is going to give 100%, 110% effort, and that's the same thing in terms of the receivers, like you said, that know that that quarterback can deliver the ball whether I'm 40 yards down the field or running a slant around 5 to 6 yards. Your attitude. And you play faster and more confident when you know you got a guy that can lead the team at your quarterback position.
Well, I think there's some trust, right? I mean, having watched almost every single Redskins game this season, it was obvious to me that this development known as Jaden Daniels has influenced every single player on that field. And the coaching staff believes in it. The water boy believes in it. All the team administrators, but you look at some of those defensive players were on that team last year, and they were lousy. They are running till their tongues fall out now, and you watch them. Everyone is hustling because you know what? They know that guy's special.
You got your CEO on the field. When you got a good CEO on the field, man, I've been on teams where we had a great CEO and mediocre CEOs. You play different, man. You know you got that guy back there that could, at any given moment, can bring you back for a win. When I was in Philly, we had Donovan, and we just never felt like we was out of the game with that guy because he had a big arm. He can scramble. He can move the chains with his feet. And we had a solid defense. Well, really, we had a really good defense. We just knew we were in the game. But like I said earlier, it all starts up front, and then you add that QB to it.
Was Herm Edwards still playing in the secondary for the Eagles when you were there?
Oh man, dude!
Well, that was cold blooded.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding, boy, man.
I'm just kidding. By the way, he's been on TV for 2 straight weeks. Drive me crazy. If you have his cell number, can you give that to me? I'd like to call him and say, Herman, stop with the comments. Go ahead and just bow down to my Redskins.
Hey, Billy said he got a lot of concussions with those leather helmets back in the day.
I
love it. I love it.
Listen, mine wasn't as bad as that.
You guys got good jokes tonight. I'm proud of you. Finally, you got good jokes.
All right. Well, we're having a good time. Hey, Dr. O lightened up the atmosphere here.
That's good, man.
So, with all the money that has come in lately, and last week there was a $3 million challenge gift to the VAF, and that's going to help the VAF immensely. And there's rumors that some other people are now thinking about making some gifts. They got to find offensive linemen. What are they going to do?
That's got to be your intent, to actively find them and attract them. How do you attract offensive linemen to UVA, right? It's a balancing act. What comes first, the egg or the chicken? You got your quarterback now that had some success at other schools. Now you're saying, hey, we got young receivers, we got a running game. And then at this point, too, you got to show that, hey, we're going to have some success in terms of where you can go to the next level, too.
Here's a question, and I don't know the answer. How many offensive linemen are in the portal, do we know?
Well, it's a lesser.
I don't know the answer. I'm sure it's enough
less than DBs and receivers and backs. They're hard to get. I'm telling you. And usually, I think, offensive linemen like to finish what they start.
I agree.
And they get better during their time as they get used to their teammates. Right. There's a certain amount of camaraderie. And between offensive linemen,
chemistry between
offensive line unit. That's the thing. Like they're super highly. They're normally super highly intelligent, and they know that just because you're bringing me in doesn't mean I can get my job done by myself, because it's a huge. It's like a little community with the offensive line.
So go.
I gotta communicate to you that the loopers are coming and the pass rush is coming. I even gotta know what the linebackers are doing.
Let's go get another team's entire offensive line.
Yeah, hey, that'd be smart. We need somebody to donate another $20 million.
Hey, go get them. Listen, you offer those guys $1 million each. All of a sudden, you have a football team, because we got the quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
We got the quarterback figured out for a few years. Billy, final thoughts on the Virginia football program. Christmas news. Give us something good to think about.
Christmas news? I think we stay positive. The beauty of what the transfer portal offers and the NIL and the profit sharing, all things are possible. You just have to have the right kid at the right position, the right situation. But there's a lot of opportunities where there's not a lot of big names out there, but the kids can play.
Right.
So all of the wahoos out there that want looking for bigger wins and better wins next year, just stay positive, because the transfer portal offers that.
Yeah, the one thing NIL and portal does, it gives you the opportunity to have a significant improvement from year to year.
So, good thought.
Sure. You saw how Indiana did. You see what Indiana did. So,
Cignetti goes out there and turns them into a winner. All right.
Billy, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you for all your contributions.
All right, Merry Christmas, y'all. I'll holler at you, Doc.
And my brother. Be easy.
Hope to see you sooner than later. All right, go to break. Come back on the other side with the technically, the Olympic report. Stay with us.
Olympic report may be the basketball report.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to OrthoVirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Hobbo.
Merry Christmas edition.
And Merry Christmas, Dr. O.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, this has been fun. Billy was fun. We missed out on Bobby.
I know. We'll get him back soon.
I might have screwed up somehow on my messaging.
You scared him, you know.
Well, I told him we were expecting serious commentary tonight, and he, you know, he's probably helping somebody who's got some major health issue. And
just to repeat, no show next Monday. We will be back on at 6 o'clock on January the 6th. We'll have a lot to talk about. The football playoff will be moving to the semifinal by then. We got basketball games New Year's Eve against NC State at JPJ, noon tip-off.
We will know a lot about the transfer portal people.
Yeah, a lot of football news. Basketball have two really pivotal games, State at home, Louisville at home on Saturday, January the 4th. Couple of big opportunities. This team needs to play better, quite frankly.
I think the talent is there. I believe.
Yeah, they got.
I'm just hoping the coaches can sink into them.
Yeah, they got to figure out the rotation.
The chemistry is wacko.
Who they want on the floor and all that good stuff. We have Dr. O here. We were talking on the break. You're having gone to a few games at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Were you ever part of the Cameron Crazies?
I was out there. Yeah. I did the whole sleep outside in the tent thing, painted the face. Yeah, around 06, 07.
Now, you know, the key with those tents at Duke, people have to understand that these, they have electricity, they got computers, heaters.
This is not some suffering situation
out there.
Brother, we're roughing it out there. These are regular standard tents, man. Out here doing homework by flashlight.
You know, Kay probably sent you pizzas while you were out there and everything else.
Only once in a while, once a season.
Cameron is one of the iconic venues of college basketball. Cameron, certainly Allen Fieldhouse out at Kansas and place like that. I did have the opportunity. I played at Cameron several times, broadcast many a game from up in the crow's nest.
Ted, you remember you and Ted Jeffries must have had a hard time climbing up there and getting that thing.
Ted probably did, yeah. You know,
did they use a hydraulic lift?
No, they just have a little step ladder. And one thing about it, the TV folks are up there too. So I think Cameron ended up being the only place in the ACC where the broadcasters were not on the floor. So it's a little bit of a challenge to get up there. And, you know, certainly for a basketball, even me, I'm 6'3", 6'4".
Easily.
I could not stand up in the crow's nest without hitting your head. So it's very...
it's deceptively small, but the energy in that stadium is unprecedented.
Oh, well, here's the attendance, 93-14 every game. Yeah. That's a sellout in Cameron.
So how do the fire marshals let them get away with it? I have been there. There's no way if someone yells fire, 100 people are going to get trampled and die. How do they get away with it?
Well, the key, don't yell fire then. Now, you know, the one thing I've always said, they always talk about how difficult it is to play at Duke. And it is, but it's the venue's part of it and the Cameron Crazies is part of it. But the real challenge to play Duke is the quality of the Duke players.
I think the big challenge tonight is actually talk about Virginia basketball. How about has avoided it like the plague?
I'm a little concerned.
Virginia beat the game. Hold on. Let's reset. Virginia defeated American yesterday, the 2 o'clock game, and I'm looking here. Scoring wise,
Saunders played pretty well. He had 19 points?
21.
Tane Murray came off the bench and had 13 or 14, so he had back-to-back decent games. You know, he's a good, solid player. He knows the system. He plays defense.
Isaac McNeely only had 11. What is wrong with Isaac McNeely?
Other teams are trying to prevent him from getting looks, so that's they're going to have to design some plays
teams knew that Jerry West was going to get the ball. Set some picks.
I understand it. McNeely's a nice player. He's not Jerry West. You know, the one guy
that was
on the team when I first started doing the games, Curtis Staples, he needed almost no space whatsoever to get a shot off because every team we played was trying to restrict Curtis from getting shots. But he had a very quick release. And that McNeely may need to learn that, too. He needs to catch and shoot pretty fast. Because if he's open, he's not going to be open for long.
Why did Day-Day Ames only have 21 minutes of court time?
I don't know. I think it may be he's not quite up to speed defensively yet.
Give me a break.
But they need him because they really don't.
When he's on the court, the offense flows beautifully.
The guy I don't understand is Andrew Rohde. He's a turnover waiting to happen.
All right. We are off next week. Everybody have a great Christmas and a great New Year's.
And we thank Dr. Rowe for joining us.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. We will be back on Monday, January the 6th at 6 o'clock with Terry Gates, Jeff McDonald, and Dr. Jody Smith. Go Hoos.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.